Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us today. I am one half of your host, Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
How you feeling, Kyle?
Sick as fuck.
I gave Kyle the sickness that I had last episode, so now he's struggling with it this episode.
Now I'm down with the sickness.
Yeah, down with the thickness. Sweet. That's what I am. Ooh, ooh. Anyway, what we're going to do today is talk about some shadow people. So that's going to be pretty dope. But before we do that, we got to get through all of the business. So you can check us out at all of the social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just search up Hollow Sky Podcast and that'll be us. If you got a creepy encounter or story you'd like to share, how are they going to do that, Kyle?
You guys can call us 1-877-800-HOLLOW, or you can use your little smartphone there and get on your voice memo app, record your story, and then send it on over to us. And the email you can send it to is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com.
And if you use Apple Podcast app or iTunes Podcast app and you want to bounce over and leave us a rating and a review, that would be awesome. Helps put eyes on the podcast and such. And any of them 5-star reviews we get, we will shout you out on here. So that'd be kind of dope.
For sure.
Before we get into our topic this evening, we have a listener encounter that was submitted by email. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you folks. And this is from Emily in Illinois. She says, I used to coon hunt quite a bit, and my dogs were plot hounds. Now, if you're not familiar with them, they're about 50 to 75 pound dogs used for both small and big game, and they're known for their grit and fearlessness. It also makes them good protection dogs. Now, that being said, let me say that these stories take place in the same spot. I hunted in several different areas in Illinois, but only out by my uncle's farm near Otterville did I see and experience things I can't quite explain. Back in high school, 2006 or 2007, I decided to take my two older dogs and young pup out on a hunt at my uncle's. My brother went with me, and anyway, we drive across the creek and park in a gap between cornfields. Perfect spot to drop the dogs and jump a raccoon, right? So my brother and I are sitting on the tailgate as the dogs go up the hill and weave in and out of the field to our left. We sit for a bit, and I can hear what sounds like an animal moving through the field to my right. So I pull out my tracking antenna. It was in Inotech, and instead of the beeps, I just get some weird feedback no matter where I point or angle it. My brother's spooked because he said it sounds like the aliens in Signs. That's pretty creepy. I'm like, maybe the battery's low, but I'm pretty sure I charged it. Anyway, my oldest dog comes in by my feet from the left field. Odd, but checking in is normal for a hound, so I think I'll just walk him over to where I can hear the movement in the right field. He can tree a raccoon and we can go home. So grabbing his collar, I walk him towards the field. The dog plants his feet and he won't budge. What the heck? So I pull him along a few feet into the field and the dog moves to where he's in front of me and won't leave my feet. I try to take a few steps deeper in and my dog just keeps blocking me. No matter how I try to move or get him to go forward and hunt, he just won't. He just won't let me. So by now, I'm a bit spooked. See, I've taken this dog to field events and he's never backed down from an animal, not even events that had live bears. This is before most state banned those events, might I add. So I say, fine, you win. We head back to the truck and I load him up. We catch the two other dogs. They too wouldn't go near the right field and we drive home. No idea what it was, but I decided to trust my dog. A few years later, I've been dating my husband now for a bit and he has plot hounds too and wants to hunt more places. I tell him about the farm and how I haven't been back since that night. But after a bit, I agree to take him and we go. Now let me be clear, I've been out there several times without issue. It's just a couple of times there were weird things. Like one time we were hunting, and the dogs get deep and are silent and not moving. My husband says he'll run ahead and catch them since he's faster. He then tells me when he gets back that the dogs were at a tree, but they were just staring at it. He said he looked around and saw nothing. The whole thing just felt odd, so he grabbed them and booked it out of there. Another night I wasn't with him. My husband and his friends were out there and he said the sky was weird. I asked how. He said it looked like it was still daylight, but only in one area. Now this is strange because we always hunted later at night, so it would have a chance to cool down. He said it was so bright you couldn't tell his headlamp was on and you could see the dogs running through the woods. The last strange thing, one night again he was out hunting with his friends, and there was a light above them. Not too high, just right above the tree line. He said it was silent, said it hovered around a bit and then went sideways and disappeared over the trees. He said about 2 or 3 minutes later, two jets tore across the sky at a much higher altitude. They were very noisy. He said the whole encounter lasted maybe 5 minutes. So that's the weird I've seen out in the woods at night while following our hounds through the woods. Been enjoying your show and hope you enjoy these. Stay weird, Emily. All right. Well, first off, thanks, Emily, for submitting your email. Definitely weird stuff.
Absolutely.
And I'm familiar with the location out there and some of the other stories we've had call in, like call in or email in. We had the little boy who saw the Bigfoot. It's not too far from the same area. And you kind of hear stories of tracking dogs and things kind of backing away and not wanting to go near an area where there have been Bigfoot and Sasquatch sightings. I've read that quite a few times. Also, in that same general area, my girlfriend's parents live kind of out that way, and they have neighbors and people that come over and hang out at night all the time, and they're always seeing weird lights and shit in the sky over that direction. It's also not too far from your parents' house, Kyle.
That is correct. And it's not very far from Dow, Illinois, where me and a buddy seen a black triangle fly through the sky one night, and we were in high school, so that would have been
probably not too far off.
2003-ish, somewhere around that area.
Yeah, that's when I graduated, and she's only a few years ahead of me.
Yeah, because I graduated in 05.
After me.
So yeah, that would have been around 2001 to 2003 when we saw that.
So there's definitely a lot of weird occurrences out there.
Oh, for sure.
In that area.
The daylight thing, I mean, that makes me
that's
think.
That's what I was just going to say.
That makes me think of some type creepy. Of like alien situation. That's the best I can come up with other than, I mean, if you would have looked up and saw some type of vortex, but, that wasn't seen.
I wonder, when the woods lit up like that, was it for a long period of time? Like, was it over, like, 30 minutes that they were lit up? Was it the whole time they were out there? Or was it just, say, a flash of light and then it disappeared? Because it could have been, if it was quick, it could have been some kind of space junk or something entering the atmosphere. You kind of see videos of that shit.
Yeah, it's possible.
But if it was for a long period of time, that's pretty weird.
That is weird. Yeah, I don't that's boggling to me. And, I mean, it is curious how your dogs would be afraid to go back into the woods. You know, that does tell me that they sense something that is relatively dangerous
or unfamiliar.
Yeah, and they're not willing to pursue it.
That's because I'm positive I've read stories where the dogs refuse to go in. I know a lot of missing 411 stories where they bring in tracking dogs to try to find missing people. They will refuse to track in areas where this takes place.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I'm not linking the two. I know nobody went missing or anything, but a theory is that there's some kind of predator in the woods taking these people from the missing 411 series. If you guys haven't looked into that, check it out. We'll for sure do an episode on it eventually, but
yeah.
One of the main boxes that are checked in these missing people stories is that the tracking dogs looking for them will refuse to track, and almost like they're scared of something in the woods.
Yeah, which is very curious. You know, I have no idea other than it being like a Bigfoot or something like that, but there are other reports of strange things that we plan on getting into very recently. In recent.
For lack of a better term, it is pretty squatchy out that way. You know what I mean? The further west you move, the closer you get to going off toward the bluffs and stuff, and we all know that that's just thick.
Yeah.
Down that way.
Well, and we've had quite a few callers and emailers tell us about seeing the Bigfoot in those areas.
Everett saw his not too far away, probably 10 or 12 miles down the road.
Right.
In the same general area. Throwing back to the whole bright light thing, I'm going to be play devil's advocate here and ask a question that he might not want to answer, but did your husband and his friend experience any missing time while they were out there?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of abduction stories that start out this way people will experience missing time?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I mean, I assume they, because you included in your story that there, you didn't hear any sounds like helicopters, because that would be the only other thing that I could come up with, is maybe there was a helicopter in the sky searching for something in the woods, which I know is way out in left field in the, you know, in this area right now, but it's worth still putting possible out there. Yeah, I mean,
but that's something you would definitely hear.
Yeah, you would hear it without a doubt.
And like I said, my girlfriend's parents live out that way, and there are people seeing stuff out there in the sky all the time. Like, it's pretty common to see weird shit out there.
Yeah, I've seen my fair share of stuff out there, so.
But again, awesome story. Thank you so much for submitting it and sharing that with us. Awesome. If you have any other creepy stories you'd like to send in, please feel free. For our topic today, we are going to look into the interesting world of shadow people. I've been doing a little research on it, and I don't actually know what to think about shadow people.
Me either.
To be honest with you. There's so many theories out there as to what they could be. It's just hard to pin one down. But so many people experience them, I feel like it has to be something.
Yeah, and there's reports now that, you know, they're making themselves more seen, like, because for the most part, you know, when you think of shadow people, you think of you seeing things in your peripheral vision.
Yeah, which, I mean, I have done. Like, there's a spot in my house where I'll see, it's almost, if it's anything, it has to be residual, because as you're sitting in my recliner, you can kind of see into our dining room, and there is a hallway that leads to the left. And it's the same thing every time. Just this black mist out of the corner of my eye. I never see it straight on, looking straight on. But it's moving to the left of this hallway. And it happens, it's probably happened 20 times. So I don't know if it's like my eyes playing tricks on me, or if it's some kind of residual being moving in and out, or what the deal is. It's,
right.
Which, like, it brings me to the next question. Do these things that you see out of your periphery, what qualifies them as a shadow person? Do you know what I mean?
Not really.
Like, what makes them any different than like any other kind of ghost?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I guess the boundaries of it would be, for a shadow person, is a lot of times they're described as blacker than black. You know, like, it'll be dark in the room, but they appear as darker than the actual darkness that's in your room.
Yeah. Are they sentient beings? You know, like, do they know what they're doing, where they're at, what's going on? Or are they residual beings where they're just going through the same motions over and over again?
Dude, the theories...
just have tons of questions.
The theories are out there. I mean, you know, you have people who believe that they are not harmful spirits. You have people that believe they are. You know, like you said, are they residual? Are they intelligent? There's people who can attribute them to ETs and all types of shit.
Yeah. See, you know, my ex-wife, she told me stories about seeing them ever since she was little. And she was pretty specific about the way that it looked. She just looked like a tall, slender man. He wore an overcoat, and he wore a brimmed hat, not necessarily like a fedora, but like a big brimmed hat. And she said he just appeared as a shadow, and she would see him all the time when she was little, and she even saw him as she grew older. And I just kind of, like, I don't know. I didn't know what to really make of it.
Right, and, you know, that would be your classic hat man.
Because I never seen one. But, like, that's what made me ask the last question, because that's a pretty specific being. You know what I mean? Like, you can see the body shape. You can see the hat. Like, that sounds like a shadow person to me.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder what differentiates it from the black figure I see out of the side of my eye that just looks like a mist traveling from one room to another.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, anyway. For sure. But it's, I don't know. I really couldn't tell you what the grounds are. But, you know, like I said, most of the time, when people see shadow people, it's more in their peripheral vision. which is usually easy to chalk up to imagination or a moving curtain or whatever, because that's, you know, your peripheral vision is almost there to keep us aware of our surroundings, you know, to kind of keep us safe, to see, you know, see as far as we can. And it, I just find it weird that, you know, your eyes detect something, and then a lot of people want to chalk it up to it, not like it's just your mind playing tricks on you, but your brain is designed to pick up patterns and shapes and stuff like that, you know? So I just find it strange that a lot of people will chalk it up to their imagination or sleep deprivation. You know, there are some people that chalk it up to sleep paralysis.
Yeah, and a lot of people claim to see these things during sleep paralysis, what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how it's all tied together.
I don't know. There's one woman, I think her name's Heidi Hollis. She has a book, what's it called? I can't remember, but, you know, her question is, why are people in recent times seeing them more head on now than in the past? It's almost like they are making themselves more known. I think from her standpoint, she believes that they're more nefarious in nature than what some other people believe. And her book is called The Secret War. But, you know, generally shadow people are described as dark silhouettes with a more or less human shape. Now, Heidi also mentions that shadow people have been sighted throughout history, which I'm sure, you know, I'm sure the Native Americans have legends for them. But she quotes two things. One's from the Quran, and it mentions pitch black sapient beings that aren't entirely spiritual or physical. And people in ancient Europe believe that shadow beings desired blood and without it couldn't be reborn.
That's fucked.
So yeah, that's ominous. But, you know, so her standpoint on them, it seems to be that they're a little bit more nefarious in nature. And you hear reports of, which can be linked to sleep paralysis, where they'll wake up being choked by a shadowy figure. And, you know, shadowy figures are usually lurking around your bed or, you know,
see them in the corner.
Right, stuff like that. But there's also people that I've found where they don't believe that shadow people are nefarious at all. They believe more or less that shadow people are almost lost souls in purgatory, so to speak. Like, they haven't gone to the light yet, and it's more or less they're not even aware that they're dead, I guess, because a lot of times, you know, you'll see one peeking around a corner or at your bed. You know, some people think that the ones that are staying by your bed are possibly loved ones trying to get you messages.
Yeah, I was doing some research, and I found that, like, a lot of paranormal researchers completely separate shadow people from spirits and ghosts, so to speak. They say that shadow people are conscious entities. So, like I was saying, they're completely sentient. So they know what's going on. They know what they're doing.
Right.
They're there for a purpose. Whereas ghost is just residual energy left over from someone's life.
Okay.
So they kind of like separate them into two different things.
Gotcha.
So a ghost would just be going through the motions of what they left over.
Okay, so it could be fair to speculate then that maybe some shadow people, well, I don't know. I mean, you could speculate that it could be a form of purgatory beings.
I read up some people think that we create our own shadow people. Like, it's an accumulation of negative energy will manifest itself in this way, kind of like a poltergeist, I guess.
Right.
But a shadow person kind of becomes a vessel, so to speak, for all that anger and all that pent up rage you have. And it's subconsciously you're doing it, but it's manifesting itself physically in your life.
Now, would it be to where everyone could see that, or more or less just you?
I don't know.
You know, because that would be like your brain convincing yourself that something's there when it's really not.
Could be. It could be. I don't know if there's...
But if you see it, is it any less real?
But I mean, they have... There's pictures out there of the people have supposedly taken a shadow people.
That's true.
So if it's just manifesting itself to you, you wouldn't think that would be able to do that.
Right. Yeah. You got a point there.
I'm not sure what differentiates poltergeists from shadow people, but I feel like they're kind of in the same vein, or could be.
Yeah. And then there's people that believe that shadow people could be interdimensional people. They could be time. They could be interdimensional travelers. They could be
extraterrestrials,
you know, things bleeding over from other dimensions. It just seems like a giant grab bag of what these things are. So with that being said, I'll almost bet that nobody has a clue what these things actually are.
I found that they have broken down shadow people into different categories.
Okay.
So I'm reading off Ranker.com's Graveyard Shift, their kind of creepy channel here, about the different types of shadow people. So I'm going to go ahead and share this with you guys. You have your Hat Man, which just kind of creeps in the shadows and watches.
I feel like the Hat Man stories have taken off here,
which
pretty recently.
Hold that thought. Hold our ranking here. It made me wonder when she said that these shadow men encounters, shadow person encounters, have become more and more prevalent lately. It makes me wonder if they haven't became more prevalent, but now with the internet and with social media, people have more of an outlet to talk about it.
It's super possible.
And it's becoming more and more accepted.
I think the reason why she made that connection is because, I mean, this is me assuming something, but it, you know, it seems like people have always seen them from the corners of their eyes and this, that, and the other, but now people are having more detailed encounters with them, and she wants to know why. Because before it was always kind of like, oh, a humanoid-ish figure, kind of misty and this, that, and the other, but now people are actually giving details, like he was wearing a hat and he had a trench coat on or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, back to our shadow people, different genres, I guess, different types of shadow people. You got your Hat Man, who just kind of watches from the background. According to Ranker, this type of shadow visitor doesn't appear to mean any harm, but he sure looks creepy. The Hat Man is one of the most commonly reported types of shadow people. Witnesses describe him as a faceless, dark man in an overcoat and a wide-brimmed hat who watches silently from the doorway. There aren't many accounts of malevolent behavior or attacks attributed to this type of shadow person, but the Hat Man has been reported to induce feelings of apprehension or inexplicable knowledge that the witness haven't seen the last of him. See, that's exactly what my ex-wife described, and she was in no way into the paranormal. She was super religious, wrote all of this stuff off, didn't believe in ghosts, didn't believe any of that stuff, but she described that to a T, and then it had been following her, and she saw it for years since she was little. Next one is the aggressive type of shadow people. This is kind of like your sleep paralysis shadow person, the ones that will actually cause physical harm. Shadow people may have plenty of ways to terrorize you without becoming violent, but some of them have no qualms about causing physical harm. People have been reported being beaten, choked, even picked up and dropped by aggressive shadow beings in their home. These beings usually don't look much different from normal shadow people, featureless human-shaped entities, but they harbor serious ill will. Unfortunately, they're also the easiest to scientifically explain, since shadow figures and choking sensations are some of the textbook symptoms of sleep paralysis. So, do shadow people cause sleep paralysis, or does sleep paralysis cause shadow people?
Touche.
Think on that, folks.
I wonder if in any of those cases, if there was actual marks on people's throats.
Let me look. Let's creep around on this a little bit.
Because that would be, I would assume not, since they say science can't explain this.
Yeah, but...
But I'm guaranteed there's a story out there with...
Science doesn't explain sleep paralysis that well.
That's true.
You know, like if you say, oh, hey, these shadow people are caused from sleep paralysis, but we don't know what the fuck sleep paralysis is or what causes it, you're kind of just pedaling over on top of yourself.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if there's any signs of being attacked, But next type of shadow person are the red-eyed specters, and they apparently can sense fear. Most shadow people are described as faceless black silhouettes, but if you run into a red-eyed shadow person, you're in trouble. While they generally don't harm humans physically, red-eyed shadow people are about as menacing as they come. Their only discernible features are glowing red orbs that peer out from their pitch-black faces. According to people who have encountered red-eyed shadow people, their gaze causes unadulterated terror, and the more terrified the victim becomes, the stronger the shadow person will grow.
Fuck that one.
That sucks.
I wouldn't want no part of that. I would be scared if I saw
and then red eyes
looking at me.
He's going to fucking Hulk out on you, and you ain't going to know what to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
What a dick.
I've never seen anything with red eyes, thankfully.
Me either.
Which I'm happy for. I feel bad for anybody who has seen that shit.
Oh, this guy sounds dope. Here's the next tier. Hooded shadow figures that radiate sheer hate.
You know what? That's kind of fucked up reading that, because who does that make you think of right out of the gate?
Hey, Hollow Cult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I'll give you a hint. Kristen, her story.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Isn't that kind of fucking crazy?
Yeah. That was one of the first calls we had in.
Yeah.
Dang. Kristen, stay away from these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Hate radiators. This type of shadow person is featureless except for its hooded cloak. Like the Hat Man, this creature isn't known to attack humans directly. It prefers to stand at doors or beside and silently stare. However, while the Hat Man is usually described as more curious than malicious, cloaked or hooded shadow people are almost certainly aren't paying friendly visits. Descriptions of hooded shadow people usually include the same sinister detail, an undeniable sensation of seething hatred.
Dude, that's so weird.
It's almost, it makes me think of that whole purgatory thing that you brought up. It's almost like if these entities aren't living and they're pissed at the people who are living.
Right.
That's what it makes me think of.
It could be a whole plethora of things if they are, if it is actually some form of purgatory, because they get, but then again, they are wearing hood. I don't know. I'm just so fucking lost in my own thoughts that, like, it's just weird, man.
It is weird. When, like, I don't know.
Because they're depicted with hoods. So you would almost think they've, like, if you went with the purgatory, you would almost think that they've accepted their fate and something has changed them. Or if by nature they're not very good people.
And you just, I don't know. It's fucking weird. The fact that you just feel like you sense hate. That, how would you even describe that? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It'd be weird.
From some kind of being that you've never encountered, and it's just standing there in the corner, black hood up, just hanging out, hating you. I don't know. Next tier. Watchmen shadow figures stare obsessively. These types of shadows aren't as malevolent as some of the other kinds, but they're still no fun. It's still no fun to feel like you're being watched. They watch humans and don't care if you like it or not. Shadow person isn't particularly imposing. It won't attack you, but according to witnesses, there's just something viscerally creepy about the way it lurks around. Oh, well, fuck. Here we go. Mine. Misty black shadow people that move like smoke. Ding. That's pretty much exactly what
I see. I think we've had calls that involve this as well.
Says not all shadow people look exactly like people. Even regular humanoid shadow beings are reported to move in ways that are too quick and fluid to be natural, but misty shadow people appear as clouds of black smoke. Despite their weird forms, they give off unmistakable impressions that they are intelligent. According to some accounts, these black shadowy masses are attracted to people or places that give off negative emotions. The last one we have are the elusive shadow people that will vanish if spotted. Though most types of shadow people are known to stare incessantly, there's one type that prefers to snoop unnoticed. Elusive shadow people prefer to peek around corners and blend in with shadows. If noticed, they will disappear immediately. Like the benevolent shadow people who make their observations more obvious, these elusive shadows don't incite any negative feelings, but some people believe that they serve as scouts for the more malicious entities. Others, though, feel that they're just playful and curious.
Sounds like a pervo to me.
Yeah, just creeper.
Which was kind of weird. I don't know if it's in relation to that or something a little more nefarious, but my wife has actually told me stories kind of like that. There was one time when she was telling me, and I always get mad at her when she tells me these creepy-ass stories because I don't want to know them, especially when they're in my own home.
We'll tell her to call in because we all want to know them.
I know, but she was saying... she remembers waking up and she could see what looked like legs being like broadcasted onto the ceiling, like something was standing in front of, like we usually keep like a nightlight in the bathroom off the bedroom. That way, you know, if you got to get up in the middle of the night to go do your business, it's, you can see, you're not tripping over everything. But she said she could see what looked like legs on the ceiling. Just that's like creepy. Skinny legs, and I was, you know, at the, you know what my brain instantly goes to?
Aliens.
Yeah, because I get to, you know.
Because you're Kyle.
Yeah, and you get to looking around, and I'm like, there's nothing that would.
Nobody like, better be in my house.
Yeah, well, but, I get up and I look around, and there's nothing that would cast that type of shadow. Because at the time, we didn't have our kid, so there wouldn't have been no toys or anything like that laying around in there.
Whatever it is not supposed to be there.
Right, basically. Exactly, yeah.
That's going to trip all your alarms.
Yeah. But I just, you know, I was kind of curious because she didn't see a full thing. She just saw what she described as what looked like legs on the ceiling.
So weird.
It is weird. It's creepy.
And I lied. There are more Tears of Shadow people as I was looking, so I'm going to read those too. You got benevolent shadow people who apparently just want company of humans. So many... terrible accounts of shadow people terrorizing people, even physically attacking them. You'll be surprised to know that some shadow people just want to help and be in the presence of living beings. Like their malevolent counterparts, benign shadow people can be seen watching from bedsides, doorways, and corners. However, they don't mean any harm, and witnesses report no feelings of fear or anger for them. Instead, these shadow people are just curious onlookers who might even be more afraid of us than we are of them. See, that to me sounds more like a ghost. Like what would be a typical ghost? Just kind of hanging out, just wishing that they were alive.
Touche.
Forest shadow people who aren't confined to a building or a house. While most shadow people appear indoors, some accounts describe encountering shadow people in forests. These black figures, like their counterparts, watch silently from the shadows without so much as breaking a twig. Forest-dwelling shadow people also have the tendency to mimic the people they encounter, stopping at the same time, for example. Some claim that these shadows people are actually guardians of the forest that they inhabit, while others speculate they're ghosts of people who got lost among the trees. Whatever their origins, they're generally perfectly happy to follow and watch without causing harm. Which reminds me of Zombie Road in Missouri. They have that infamous photo of the shadow children standing on the tree line.
Yeah, which is creepy.
But we'll go there if anybody wants to take us
down.
And we'll investigate. Also, for Monster Among Us fans, this sounds an awful lot like Mirrored Men.
Yeah.
How they move in tandem and all that weird shit.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Encounters of Mirrored Men stories, check it out.
They are pretty creepy.
Definitely creepy. You have...
Why is there so many different type of shadow things?
Because there's a whole nother world out there. It's a whole new world.
Apparently.
It's like me being Steve. I'm just going to say that they're an alternate universe just bleeding over. Because that's what everything is.
Dude, it's possible. Obviously.
Rambling shadow people completely ignore humans. Like, we're not even here. Which makes you think that it could be an alternative universe. They're just going about their fucking business. And we're the ones that are kind of creeping. They're like, oh, damn, did you see that human over there? Poke his head out. Just disappeared. That human was choking the shit out of me when I was asleep.
Yeah, it's possible.
These shadow entities, unlike most otherworldly beings, aren't interested in observing, following, or interacting with humans. In fact, rambling shadow people don't care much about us at all. They're usually described as walking straight from one place to another, sometimes even through walls, as though they have somewhere to be or something to do. Whether their business is nefarious or not, they're more preoccupied with getting it done than with spying on us. So those are the tiers. If anybody would like to go and check these out, it's again at ranker.com. Graveyard Shift. Pretty much went through it all, but you can go there and check. They got some pictures and different shit to check out. Kind of dope. Go over there if you want to. Some other things that I've been looking at or finding out here is that possibly these shadow people are feeding off of ghosts.
How's that work?
Which seems terrible. Interesting theory posited about shadow people is that they are somewhat aware of other paranormal entities, and they could feed off them the same way that they feed off humans, like taking the negativity or the energy that comes from those. If a spirit or entity is trapped in a particular haunted location, meaning that it's rich in negative energy, then it's likely that a shadow person or shadow people are aware of this location and using it as a feeding ground. It's theorized that shadow people prefer fresh negative energy of someone that they've trapped, but residual energy of an entity trapped in its own torment for eternity is probably just as good.
Wow.
They sound like dicks.
Yeah, you have those claims, you know, but then there's claims where they're like little peep of toms. They just hang out in the corner. They're like, what's up?
Damn, it's like the more I look into it, the fucking weirder it gets. Here's a theory that says shadow people may be the ghosts of living people.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Most out there theory about shadow people posits that they aren't technically ghosts or creatures of any kind, but rather people who are having out-of-body experiences. Some paranormal researchers believe that our consciousness leaves our body while we sleep and allow us to show ourselves to other people who are tuned into our frequencies. This differentiates shadow people from ghosts in a major way because it means that shadow people aren't even dead. It could be argued that if our consciousness leaves our body while we sleep, that they're technically the ghosts of the living. Although it's likely that we'll never be able to be determined if this is actually true or not. Shadow people could figuratively be a shadow of a person who's still alive.
That's kind of a cool theory.
Yeah, and you have those people who, what's it called?
Remote viewing?
Lucid dreaming.
Or that.
Where they try to get themselves in a state where they can pretty much leave their body and be conscious of the fact that they're dreaming.
Kind of which like would be quote unquote control their dreams.
Yeah, it would be weird if these people were chopping in and out of other people's lives, but why in the hell would they dress up in a trench coat and hat?
That's what I'm saying.
Or a hood and just hate everyone.
Yeah, it is weird.
And I mean, it's I don't know a lot about consciousness. And if it's possible to leave the body or how the hell any of that works. But I mean, I feel like
I'm sure you can.
It's no worse than any of the other theories we heard.
No. I mean, not to jump off all these dope theories, but I've had some encounters with shadow people per se, I guess. One of them, I didn't really see it, but there was a girl I went to school with, and she's seen it. And, you know, she claimed that she could talk to angels and stuff like that. Oh, so damn. There was that. But, you know, I remember her explaining the story to her mom that she was watching, you know, she looked over at me from across the way, and she saw a shadow figure right at my back. So standing right behind me, you know, I'm watching what's going on. I have no idea as to what's behind me. And she said that it didn't feel nefarious. It didn't look nefarious. Now, it could be coincidence, might not be, but at the same, you know, she relatively described it, and the description she gave matched my dad's dad, who had just recently passed away. Weird. So it could have been him.
Like a ghost kind of thing.
Yeah, like kind of being there just watching me as like kind of like a little goodbye, like, okay, you know, there's that.
That's and then, what I was going to ask. If it had any like typical Shadow Man features, like did it have a hat or did it wasn't nope, wearing she, a hood? Did it nope, have red she, eyes?
She didn't say any of those things.
Weird.
And then the other encounter I had was more of like a shadow animal, I hope.
Those are actually things. In that tiers I was looking at, there are shadow animals, but I didn't read about it.
Right. But I was at work, and it was broad daylight, and I don't know if the guy I was working with remembers this or not, but we were walking down the way, and out of the corner of my eye, I could have swore I saw a black goat jumping up the bluff side.
Damn.
And I stopped, and I was like, what the fuck? And he stopped and was like, what? And I was like, dude, I could have swore I just saw a black goat. And he's black like, Phillip, what?
For anyone who's seen The Witch.
He's like, what? And I'm like, dude, I swear, I don't know. I'm sure it was nothing. It was probably just my, you know, my eyes playing tricks on me, but...
Did he tell you to live deliciously?
No, thank God.
He should have.
I no. Did, I don't want him to say
like,
that to me.
Was it like a witchcrafty goat that you would picture in your head to have big-ass horns and shit?
Yeah.
Or was it just like a little goat?
No, it was like a fucking goat.
Like big curly horns?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Like it had horns and everything. It wasn't that's... like one of them... stupid little ones you see at the petting zoo.
Dude, you're probably cursed now.
Don't fucking say that shit.
All right, you're not.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's pretty
fucking probably awesome. Why I'm sick.
Yeah, you probably got the goat
fucking
flu.
Fucking damn it.
Probably got the goat flu. He's like, live deliciously, full of snot.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, goat.
That's crazy. But
those are the ones I had. They weren't nothing spectacular.
I don't really have any outside of that misty one, which it could be, like I said, it could be anything.
Well,
but apparently
all,
that's a tier of shadow people.
We all see, I guarantee you every person that sits down and listens to this episode could email us or call in and say how they've seen stuff out of the corner of their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee it.
That's why I questioned myself right off the bat, like what makes a shadow person as opposed to just... any other paranormal thing that you catch out of the corner of your eye.
You know, it's one thing to see, like, because I'm in the woods a lot, so there's normally things moving, right? So, you know, you'll be sitting there, and you see something flutter in the corner of your eye, and you go to look. And I'll usually, as long as I'm not crazy busy, I'll usually track it down. Like, okay, it was that leaf blowing in the wind right there. But when it gets crazy is when, like, you're in your house, and you see something move. And you watch that location for 5-10 minutes and nothing moves again.
Yeah.
That's where I find things to be a little bit interesting.
The thing that threw it off for me, though, is that it happens at the same, it's the same exact thing every time I see it.
Well, you said it could be something residual.
Yeah. Because that doesn't scream sentient, intelligent being to me walking the same 6 feet all the time.
No. Unless he's just fucking with you.
Yeah, he could be a dick. Could be doing that.
Yeah.
If you guys are interested in a bunch of Shadow People sightings, pop over to the official Shadow People archives. Just Google it and it'll bring
it's
it
insane.
Up.
It's insane.
And they have a ton, hundreds and hundreds of people.
It is insane.
Post their encounters on this forum. It just makes, like, it's what pretty much solidifies that something has to be going on, whether it's aliens, whether it's interdimensional beings, whether it's some sort of paranormal entity that's eating all the other paranormal entities, something's happening that this many people are seeing it.
If you had to bank on one theory, what would it be?
Oh, shit. Dude, I don't know. I don't have any idea. Because it could be demonic.
Yeah. You know,
there's nothing throwing that out there, especially with the sheer hate ones.
Oh, no, dude, there's totally people that think they're demonic. Like, it's just like the goat one, you could totally chalk the one I seen up to the Baphomet or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah. Is there something in our brains that make us see these? You know?
It's possible because, like I said, our brains are more or less designed to recognize patterns and shapes relatively quickly. You know, so that's how you'll like the random face in a stump or in the rocks or whatever. That's our brains processing shapes in that manner. It doesn't necessarily mean that is
pareidolia,
that way.
Pareidolia?
I don't know what the fuck it's called.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called when you see faces in rocks. And
right, and a lot of people like chalk that up to, well, that's just our brain recognizing a pattern and putting something similar to it.
Yeah, I don't know, but could I like... Could
Which this I don't want to believe that.
Could this many people be wrong?
No, I highly doubt it.
So if you get a chance, hop over there and read some of these. Like, they're all different but similar. And like I said, with this many people seeing it, it's just, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I fully believe that, you know, it's, at the very least, it's like a spirit-related phenomenon.
And if I were to bank on it, I would say that it is malicious. Because probably 90% of the encounters, people feel terrified.
That's kind of what I vibe out of it.
And when you see something that you don't essentially understand, your first emotion isn't going to be terror or hate or any of that. No, it's going to be curiosity. People see these and they're like, oh shit, I ain't going to fuck with this thing.
Yeah.
But it's just bizarre. I'll probably end my spiel reading a couple of these from the Shadow People archives. If you guys have time and are interested in it, like I said, pop on over there and check it out. There are pages and pages and pages and pages of people that have submitted these stories. So I'm just going to randomly pick some. So bear with me here. Here's one from August 31st, 2002. One night, or from a man in Vancouver, Canada, I'm assuming. Man or woman, I don't know. Anyway, one night I woke up paralyzed. I looked toward the window, my eyes being the only thing that could move. Sitting on the window was a dark shape of a man who was watching me. Inside my head, I could hear a faint voice saying, "Come with me." I could slowly feel myself dying, or what I thought the experience of dying would be. My breathing stopped, and I could feel my heartbeat slower and slower. I was terrified, and with every ounce of energy, I forced my body to sit up. The moment I sat up in bed, the apparition disappeared. I was completely drained physically. I noticed that the time on the clock was 3:15 a.m. This occurred a couple more nights during that month. The last time, I almost gave in to the urge to follow him. The death sensation was scary at first, but it was exciting at the same time, kind of like the first hill on a roller coaster. It's been a couple years since the first meeting, and I have been moving from place to place hoping to avoid contact with this being. It always seems to find me within a few months, no matter where I go. Sometimes I want to be left alone, but this being has other things that haunt me, or this being and other things that haunt me are always around. They don't understand how tired I can get at times.
Damn.
It just sounds like a plea for help.
Dude, fuck that.
And that
gave me goosebumps.
It's so crazy that I just randomly picked that.
Yeah.
But it goes back to these beings feeding off of people and feeding off of...
Dude, him just sitting there saying that,
Like just leave saying, me the fuck alone.
It's saying follow me, and all he feels like is what he thinks it feels like to die.
And that's terrifying. It just makes you wonder, like what kind, like if this person's life is so full of negativity that he is producing this being, as some people theorize. It's almost like self depletion.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Sucks.
Like it's this giant circle, like. I'm dealing with all this shit, so it manifests as this person or this being that is feeding off all the shit that's manifesting me.
Oh, dude, that's crazy. That was a crazy story.
How much time we got? 10 minutes? I'll read another one. All right. September 22nd, 2002. From New Jersey. Here we go. I'm 19 and I live in New Jersey, and up until now, I never really had an answer for what I'd seen. I am, of course, referring to shadow people. I've seen these on a regular basis, and it creeps me the hell out. It creeps the hell out of me every time because it always seems to happen when I'm alone or when I'm off guard. My most recent event was when I come home after a night hanging out at my brother's house. I believe it's around 12 midnight or just a couple minutes after. I came in the back door, which is attached to the kitchen. I set my keys down, turned around to go to the fridge when I spotted someone, plain as day, standing in the living room across from me. I'd say 10 feet away. Not too much features I could make out, but I didn't recognize this person and I knew it wasn't my parents. So I took a double take. When I refocused, it was gone. I'm kind of shaky and freaked, so I head to the fridge, grab an iced tea in the back, and start to stand back up. As I shift my weight back on my heels, I lean back to see the same figure standing right beside me, right beside the door. I got so scared I yelled out and almost jumped into the fridge. The thing is, I see these things all the time. I see them all around my house, in mirrors, even in my windows, as others have, and I can't take it anymore. My parents, I have a feeling, don't believe me, but they're not the ones being stared at in the face or stared at by someone with no face. I'm seriously scared of these things because I know what they want, and I'd rather not know, but I wish they'd go away.
No.
Like every,
that's the insane story too.
Is malicious.
Yeah, like at first you think that, okay, this is your typical shadow person story. And then the more it evolves, you're just kind of like, holy shit.
They're like this whole forum is just like a cry for help for these people. Yeah. Like, I can't.
If that was me, I'd be moving out of that place.
But the one before that, it followed them around.
Yeah, that one's terrible.
Which almost makes you wonder if they're specifically attached to people as opposed to attached to places. Because one of those tiers...
Highly probable.
One of those tiers said, oh, these things in the woods, they're not attached to buildings. Well, maybe none of them are attached to buildings. Which kind of gives credence to...
That would make the most sense.
Kind of gives credence to us manifesting them ourselves.
Or on the other hand, if that is the feeding theory, so to speak. Like, if you're that person, and you know there's people out there that just are constantly negative, that always are producing negativity... You know, why would that being not attach itself to you? Because you're so prone to putting out what they need or thrive on, so to speak, to become more powerful, more relevant.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I honestly don't think anybody does because the theories are so vast. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah, man, I have no idea as to what they could be.
I don't either.
I do feel like they're malicious. I do feel like they feed off others' energies. And I'm really leaning toward that they either attach themselves to people or people manifest them.
Yeah. I think I can agree with those conclusions.
That's what I'm going. So we're going to wrap that up. Again, like I said, check out those websites if you want to read up on them, pop into that official Shadow People archives and read some of these encounters. There's like 60 pages that people have posted on here about encounters from hell almost 20 years ago. It's wild. Definitely a lot of craziness going on.
For sure.
Also, if anyone has had an experience with a shadow person, we want to hear about it. So email us. Call us, voice record it, and send it to us, post it on the Facebook page, post us on Twitter. Just let us know because we're interested in seeing if all of these accounts kind of line up to the same thing from what you've encountered. You know what I mean? Like where your encounter falls on the shadow person spectrum.
Right.
That being said, we're going to wrap this episode up. So check us out at all our social medias. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Leave us a sweet rating and review on our podcast app. And call us if you got a creepy story or you've seen a shadow person. So, until you hear from us again, be safe and let's get weird.